WSRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump wants to be involved in choosing Iran's next supreme leader. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Speaking to the Axios and Reuters news outlets, the president said he has to be involved in the appointment, like he was with the leader in Venezuela. He said he would refuse an Iranian leader who would continue the same policies, and he ruled out the son of the late Ayatollah, calling him a lightweight. The Pentagon has denied that the goal of war against Iran is regime change, so the president's comments may raise more questions about the military campaign's objective. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump has dismissed Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Bernie Bennett has this report.
President Donald Trump says he's replacing embattled Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and will nominate in her place Oklahoma Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. Trump made the announcement on social media Thursday, 2 days after Noem faced a grilling on Capitol Hill from GOP members as well as Democrats. Mr. Trump says he'll make Noem a, quote, special envoy for the Shield of the Americas, a new security initiative that he said would focus on the Western Hemisphere. Noem is the first cabinet secretary to leave President Trump's second term. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Some two dozen states are challenging President Trump's new global tariffs in court. On Thursday, the states filed a lawsuit over import taxes he imposed after a stinging loss at the Supreme Court. Democratic attorneys general leading the suit argue that Trump is overstepping his power with planned 15% tariffs on much of the world. Trump has said the tariffs are essential to address trade deficits. A rough day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 784 points, the Nasdaq off 58, with the S&P 500 lower by 38. Oil at $79.71 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Texas fire department chaplain wins a big settlement.
The city of Austin dismissed Andrew Fox after he stated that men should not be allowed to play sports against women. He filed suit, and now the city has agreed to pay him $78,000 to settle the case. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Fox and released a statement saying, quote, everyone should be able to speak freely without fear of punishment just for expressing a view with which the government disagrees. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is ordering one of Manhattan's largest hospitals to resume providing sex change operations for children. NYU Langone stopped doing the procedures amid funding threats from the Trump administration. In a letter to the hospital, the attorney general claims the hospital's decision violates the state's anti-discrimination laws by jeopardizing access to medically necessary health care for some of the most vulnerable New Yorkers. This is SRN News. U.S. stocks sank today after the price of oil spiked to its highest level since 2024. Bob Agnew reports.
The S&P 500 fell 0.6% of its value on Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average briefly dropped more than 1,100 points before finishing with a loss of 784. The Nasdaq Composite slipped by 0.3%. The losses come as financial markets around the world keep following the cue of the oil markets. Oil prices gave back some of their big gains late in the day. That helped stocks in the U.S. moderate their losses at the end of trading. Bob Agnew reporting.
Taking a look at other news, Britain's defense secretary heads out for an inspection on UK airbases in the wake of a war on Iran. And we'll hear more on that story later. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.